This is Triple R Midday News with Finn Devlin,
Jared McAleese
and Alex Barilaro.
Girls will soon have the right to wear shorts and pants at every state school in Victoria. Education Minister James Molino has committed to enabling girls to have the freedom to choose whether to wear shorts or trousers. The proposal comes as calls grow across the country to abolish uniforms that may be restrictive to girls. Girls Uniform Agenda co-founder Dr. Amanda Mergler says the minister's pledge is a positive move.
We think this is an excellent step. We've been campaigning for this for all of this year, so we're very excited to see that come to fruition.
Groundbreaking research in Australia has found mandatory celibacy is the leading contributing factor responsible for the high rate of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. The five-year RMIT University study conducted by two former priests is the most comprehensive of its kind. The report also suggests that the Catholic Church's deeply homophobic environment contributes to psychosexual immaturity. Co-author Professor Des Carl believes that modern priests aren't being prepared for the 21st century.
If they do decide to live a consecrated celibate life, then they're properly prepared for that, which unfortunately did not happen in the past.
A planned expansion of Victoria's largest landfill site has been described as poorly thought out, as two councils ramp up their battle against the Environmental Protection Authority. The smell from the Ravenhall tip in Caroline Springs, in Melbourne's west, has prompted strong opposition to the expansion of the site approved by the state government earlier this year. Site operator Cleanaway said the company is engaging closely with the EPA and residents to manage local waste needs. New suburbs are being developed nearby, and Brimbank City Council Mayor John Hedditch says an expansion will have an unfair impact.
The decision to expand to 93 hectares is extraordinary. This is a poorly thought out decision. A big tip is just not what you need in the middle of all that.
Northcote Primary School has vowed to keep fighting for an urgent injection of state government funds to fix its crumbling buildings. The school has shifting foundations and collapsing roofs. It is seeking up to $3 million extra funding. School Council President Ian Taylor says he's encouraged by a recent meeting with Education Minister James Molino.
I'm pleased that the Minister's in dialogue with us, and I'm cautiously optimistic that that we'll be able to get the school fixed up.
The Education Minister's office says the government will continue to work closely with the school to find a solution.
North Korea has categorically rejected the imposition of new United Nations sanctions, calling the American-backed move illegal. Pyongyang's UN envoy threatened the United States with the greatest pain it has ever experienced following the decision to ban North Korea's textile exports and cap its fuel supplies. But US President Donald Trump says the new sanctions are only a very small step in dealing with the North Korean nuclear threat. Both China and Russia backed the UN sanctions resolution, which came after North Korea's sixth nuclear weapons test.
Melbourne tradies are being urged to better secure their tools after several reports of theft and assault. In the latest incident, an electrician was knocked out after being attacked from behind at a balaclava school yesterday. His van and tools were recovered after a high-speed chase ending in arrest. Many other tradies have lost equipment, with thieves reportedly on-selling tools to pawn shops and online stores. Shane Moore, from insurance company Trade Risk, says tracking devices are useful, but urged more tradies to simply conceal their vehicles.
Yeah, if they have ladders and gear on their roof, might not be able to keep their cars in the garage. But really, that's the best thing, if they can keep them out of sight. If that's not possible, then really securing the tools with good quality lock is a really important thing to do.
Australians are reportedly paying more for a new iPhone than ever before. Australia has slumped to 25th out of 57 countries for iPhone affordability, according to an index from the Commonwealth Bank Securities Unit. It was fifth cheapest on the list 2 years ago. It would be $170 cheaper to buy a new 32GB iPhone 7 in Tokyo than in Sydney. The iPhone 8 will likely cost Australians over $1,300, while the iPhone 10 is set to cost over $1,800.
To sport now, Richmond star Dustin Martin has won the Lee Matthews Trophy as the AFL Players Association's most valuable player of 2017. Martin won by more than 500 votes over last season's winner, Patrick Dangerfield. Essendon's Andrew McGrath, meanwhile, was named the best first-year player, while Adelaide skipper Taylor Walker was voted best captain.
To the weather, cloudy with a high chance of showers in the afternoon. A top of 16 degrees, a shower or two tomorrow, 14 degrees. This has been Triple R Midday News with Finn Devlin,
Jared McAleese
and Alex Barilaro.